Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Yeah. Ass.
Yeah, I'm feeling refreshed, man. It was a good day yesterday, full of football, good times. You know, honestly, for a second there yesterday, I was like, dude, I can't believe it. Kind of looking around, I'm like, I really thought there wasn't going to be NFL this year.
I didn't think either. I usually, like, the build up to the season, I'm watching, you know, old game film to see how I can improve my my footwork. I'm doing stuff like that, you know what? But I'll watch stuff to kind of get myself amped up, you know? And this year, I didn't really even pay attention to it because I'm like, nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Was weird because usually everybody's like, all right, we got preseason coming up. All right, the first game is when? In a couple weeks? Okay, all right. And there's like a huge anticipation for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I'm right there with you, man. Like Friday came last week, and I'm like, oh, my God. There's football on this week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
holy cow. Like, it just kind of snuck up on you, you know? Like, because there was so much other stuff going on. You're, like, trying to figure out, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Is there college? Which now I hear that the Big Ten is signing on for, like, week five. Like, they're going to start playing, I guess.
Oh, really?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, apparently. I mean, that's what my mom said last night. And, you know, I don't think she's watching ESPN all day long, but.
Maybe. Maybe she's got a line on something. Who knows? Who knows? But, yeah. No, it was a good weekend. Yeah, not a bad Monday. We're getting into it. It's all right. We have to be here anyway. So, hell, let's make the most of it. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I'm actually going to go see Katie and the gang today. I do a little recording with them, so I'm going to swing by there. It's always good to see them. This is a major WTF, all right? This is a doozy.
Oh,
it's a doozy of a WTF.
From Florida?
No. This is from Slovenia. Ljubljana, Slovenia. Anyway, there's a 24-year-old woman named Julia Adelsic. Anyway, she's in Slovenia. And earlier last year, she went to the hospital with a bag and a bad gardening accident. So there was this bad gardening accident, okay? She accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw. Surgeons were able to reattach it, but obviously it doesn't work like it used to. You know, you cut your hand off, you're not going to have all the same motor skills that you had with it before, right?
Did it get a mind of its own, like It from Adam's Family?
That did not. That would be super WTF. I wouldn't be able to read
that. No, it wasn't It. What was that? Just a hand or something? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, after the accident, Julia filed claims with 5 insurance companies. She got in policies with all of them about a year earlier, and she was looking at a total of about $1.2 million. Okay.
Wow.
Well, after an investigation, it appeared she cut off her hand on purpose.
I knew it.
For an insurance scam.
No. Dude, that takes...
Here's the thing. There's a lot of inconsistencies in her story. Plus, a few days before the accident, her boyfriend had searched online about how artificial hands work. On Friday, Julia was sentenced to 2 years in prison for insurance fraud. Her boyfriend got 3 years in prison for apparently masterminding the scam and convincing her to do it.
So not only is she handless now, she's got to go to jail.
Well, she's got her hand. They reattached it, but again, it's a reattached hand. You know, it's not the same. It's not the same.
So were they like too clean of a cut? Something's up. Something's fishy around here.
I don't know what would have got the red flags. Because if you were to see someone cut their hand off, the first thing you're not going to be is like, wait a minute, did you do that on purpose?
Right.
Did you cut your hand off on purpose? You know, it seems kind of crazy.
Here's what I'm thinking. I don't think she did it. I think her boyfriend did it. I mean, can anybody in their right mind? I mean, I guess you could with like a cleaver or something. But
yeah, this was with the saw. So
the build up to that moment, build up to it. Like here in about like 20 minutes, dude, I'm going to lop this thing off.
Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to cut your hand off?
No, not
really.
I'm not.
No, I need a few more minutes. Can I get a shot or two, please?
Wait.
But I think you're right, though. I think you're absolutely right. But unless, though, in order to make it seem like she did it herself, maybe she did have to do it for, you know, like the cutting angle or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, what a gruesome. Oh.
Would you cut off any body part for a certain amount of money?
No, I don't think so.
Like $1.2 million, is that enough to lop your hand right off?
It's a lot. Not my hand, no. It's not worth a hand, I don't think. There's a lot of stuff you do with your hand.
Especially now, see, it'd be tough for me because, as you know, it'd work out for me because my right hand is my dominant hand. Even though I throw with my left hand, I'd have more more control with my right hand. So I'd definitely cut off my left. Okay, if you have to cut off a hand, what hand are you cutting off?
Well, definitely left.
You think so?
Dude, you're taking golfing away from me, man. That's
true. And you right-handed too? Yeah.
Once you get to that point, it's like, just take the whole thing, dude.
Is your game really going to suffer that much, Hunter? Let's be honest.
Shut up.
Is it going to be that big of a loss, really, if you cut off your right hand?
How about you? Well, and you know what? Well, won't even say a hand. How much is it going to... How much are you going to charge for a pinky finger?
A pinky? I'd probably do that for a couple thousand, you know?
A couple thousand?
I mean, your pinky does nothing. Evolutionarily speaking, we don't need our pinkies.
Dude, you could blow a couple thousand in a casino one night.
That's exactly what I do. Lop off a couple pinkies. I'm putting that on black. Let it ride. Let it ride.
Oh, I lost. Damn it.
Oh, boy. That's all right. I mean, you're good up until, you could probably take off the ring fingers, too. All right. And then you always can do finger guns, you know, up until, you can't take index and thumb. Like you can't take. Yeah. So, man.
I don't know.
What people would do. It'd be even better, though, if she did it for a Klondike bar. What would you do for a Klondike bar? worth it. Delicious.
Oh, my God.
Delicious cool minty treat for my hand.
Could you imagine his reaction? Oh, my God, you did it.
I was just joking.
Why are you screaming? Stop screaming.
See, now, here's the funny thing, though, too, Hunter. If you do lop off your right hand, you always have the stranger now with your left hand. So, you know.
There you go. You know? Right. It's like starting fresh. Yeah, I like that.
So stupid. That's your WTF.